Quiero pasar.
Hey,
Shalom. Okay. Okay, today I'd like to finish the Sheilas L'Chazara and have the parshas told us for Mashiach. Right, the Yetzei we had already yesterday. Then next week, there won't be Shiur on Sunday, Monday, you know. So you have an opportunity for the week to solidify your Chazara. You can take the Bechina any time during the week. I mean, the set time is going to be a week from Monday to take it. It was the week after the Chatzin, that's the last day of Shavuot Brachos. So that's the set time to take it. But anyone who's finished the Chazara wants to take it earlier can do so, and Rabbi Berger will be in charge. I left him the question sheets and the answer booklets, etc. So you just speak to him. And he'll be in charge. Okay, and you should take the opportunity to really, you know, go through the Chazara well. You know, you have a little bit extra time than normal, so we should use the opportunity to to solidify a lot of important inyanim that we did. In terms of the Shabbos, so by now everyone should know where they're staying. If you don't know, so you just come to the house in East 28th Street and Avenue L, and we'll set you up by somebody. So it's the corner of 28th and L, 2723 Avenue L, the corner of East 28th and L. We're going to have davening Friday night in the Aguda, which is on Avenue L between 29th and Nostrand. Avenue L between 29th and Nostrand, but not in the main shul. Not in the main minyan on the shul is on the ground floor. You have to go downstairs. Downstairs is where the where we're gonna have the davening, and then after the davening, We're going to have Ellie Cole leading us in Kabbalah Shabbos. And after the davening, we'll have a meal. And after the meal, Rav Aaron Kahn will come to address the Olam. Okay? Then in the morning, 8:45 davening in the same place, chakras, and then we'll have a meal afterwards, and we'll have different people addressing us as well, and amongst them Ben Skydell and other people of note. And then we'll have Mincha and Shalosh Shudas and Mariv, okay? And everyone, of course, is invited to come to the Chasana for the Chuppah and dancing. And I can't have a seat kavua for everybody, because everyone is more than is cordially invited to attend and to come to the Chuppah and the Smorgasbord and to dance. And then the next evening, Tuesday night, there's a Sheva Brachas that is being arranged by Salmi and Eli Orlinsky and Skydell and others in the fifth floor of Belfa. That's where the Sforum Sale is. So it's apropos that we should have the Sheva Brachas where the Sforum Sale is. Okay, and you'll continue the week doing Chazara. And if you finish the Chazara, so then you can just learn, you know, with your Chavrus or whatever you'd like. And Shia will resume, I believe, that Tuesday. Okay? And we have more packets coming and more important in Yonim to do and Gemara and Halacha. So, Ezra Hashem should be well. Okay. Okay, we're up to number 9, right? Machi de Sharif. In Yaakov, the Divrei Mishnah. Haver shebein odom haver in yukim mechaber sheiratzes haver. So the Rif had a shot that if you're not meratzes haver, not only you don't get kapara from odom lechaver, you don't even get kapara from odom lebokom. That it's a package deal. And if you don't do tshuva ben odom lechaver, you don't get kapara from Adam Lamakam either. Then why should that be so? So Hassan Sofer in his drushes suggests the following, that we know that the if a person does tshuva bein adam l'makom and not bein adam l'chaveiro, so he's saying that adam l'makom he's treating differently because Hashem's the melech, so he wants to make sure the melech is okay. But bein adam l'chaveiro, he's not so makbid. So Hashem says, if that's the way you're treating it, so then if you're treating him like a melech and that's why you're not treating your fellow men well, because you're only caring about the melech, so if you're treating me like a melech, so then I'm not going to be mochel you because the melech shemochel kavod ain't kavod mochel. But if you do tshuva and you treat your fellow Jew well, you treat him like a brother, then I'm like a father. So then if I'm like a father, I can be mochel on my kavod as well. So that's how the Chasam Sofer explains this notion that it's a packaged deal. The Noam Elimelech says that Kolzman, that a person is not Meratzes Chaveiro, there's a Kitrug Lamala. And once that he's in Tzrasa, so then the Kitrug, so therefore the Kitrug is stopping all the Kapara from happening. Okay, whatever. Yeah, so that's another svara of why if you don't do tshuva ben adam l'chaveiro, then you don't even get kapara ben adam l'mokom. According to that opinion, in the riff is not the regular riff, right? This is this is the riff on the Ein Yaakov, which is a totally different person. The Shalah says a different thing, that that all the neshamas in Shemayim are hooked up together, tachas kisei hakavod. And if you're fighting with your friend, so he's mafrid between the sharashim and the tachas kisei hakavod. And therefore, that's the shefa of the tshuva comes from that sharashim in Lamala. So once the sharashim are nifrad, so then the shefa tshuva does not come down. So that's the Shalom quotes. Okay. Then we had other things here. We discussed the Rambam in the Shmona Prakim that discusses the machlokas between the philosophers and the Chazal. So the philosophers say, who's a better person? A person with an evil inclination but controls it, or a person who doesn't even have that evil inclination? Who's considered the higher person? So the philosophers say that it's the person who doesn't even have the evil inclination. Whereas Chazal say differently, that a person is allowed to say that I want to eat the Basar Chazir, but the Torah says I can't. There's nothing wrong with that, to have the evil inclination and control it. So the Rambam says he doesn't think there's a machlokas between the rabbis and the philosophers. That the philosophers are talking about Ben Adam Lachaveiro. So Ben Adam Lachaveiro, it shouldn't be that you really want to kill somebody, but you're holding yourself back. Or you really want to steal, but you're holding yourself back. You shouldn't want that thing to be. That's Ben Adam Lachaveiro. The Chazal, we're talking about Ben Adam Lamokom, like eating treif, wearing shatnas. So you really want to eat treif, but you're not going to. So over there, there's nothing wrong with having an evil inclination, because it's not a dover sichli. It's not a logical thing. It's a chok. So therefore, you could have an evil inclination. So when it comes to ministers on the Lachaveiro, that's what the philosophers were talking about. That it's better not to have an evil inclination. B'chlal. When it comes to ministers on the Lamakom, then it's good to have. Then it's not good, but nothing wrong with having the desire and curbing it. And that's how the Mashal Chochma explains the pasuk Yazov Rasha Darko Vish Oven Machshavosov. That Yazov Rasha Darko, that's Ben Adam, Mitzvahs Ben Adam Lamokum. Mitzvahs Ben Adam Lamokum. Because Ben Adam Lamokum, you just have to make sure you're on the right path, you're doing the right thing. You don't have to worry so much about your inclinations. But Ish Oven Machshavosov, when it comes to Ben Adam Lachaveiro, so then you have to make sure your inside, your thoughts, and your desires are not to hurt people. So that's Yazov Rosh Hadako, Vish Oven, Machshavosov. That's based on the Rambam Shmona Prakim. So this is in the sixth parak of the Shmona Prakim of the Rambam. It's a famous piece, and we did it in conjunction with that Meshech Chochma that you could see. Okay. Number 11. Kein ha-mokor l'inyin shol kedusha sukkah. Ma'achidesh Rabbeinu Tam, Ma'achidesh Arash b'minyin zeh. So you know that a sukkah has kedusha. In other words, tzitzis doesn't have any kedusha. Lulav doesn't have any kedusha. Sukkah has kedusha. So what's so special about that? Because normally, the only things that have kedusha are like sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzos. There's kedusha, there's a ksiva there. Has kedusha. The things that don't have ksiva, don't have kedusha's ksav, don't have kedusha. That's why a lulav doesn't have kedusha. So when you finish with a lulav, you can throw it out. Okay, you should put it maybe in a different bag, not with the rest of the garbage, but you can throw it out. Tzitzis, you can throw out. Sukkah, to somebody who doesn't have kedusha's ksav, still has kedusha. Now, kedusha only during this. It's not yet like tefillin. It's still a tefillin. It's not like it doesn't have kedushas ksav, so it's not still like tefillin. It has kedusha. So what's the yisur? This is while the sukkah is during the 8 days, the 7 days of sukkah, 8 days here, whatever. You can't use the sukkah for anything other than the mitzvah itself. So if you want to you need a pole for something. So you want to take some scarf off the sukkah to use it for something else, you're not allowed to. Pashut says it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. As it says, chag sukkahs. Right, the kashem shachal shem shemayim al ha sukkah kach chal shem shemayim kashem shachal shem shemayim al chagiga kach chal shem shemayim al sukkah chag sukkah stasal lecha. So it's compared. The sukkah is compared to a chag. It's compared to chagiga. It's compared to a korban. So the Oneg Yantif has a wild kiddush. And he says that the issur of getting hanah from the sukkah is not only taking away from the sukkah, but even if the sukkah is standing, you're still not allowed to get hanah. So that's why he says if it's raining, not only you putter from the sukkah, you're usur to be in the sukkah, because you're getting hanah from the sukkah when you're not doing the mitzvah. When you're doing the mitzvah, of course you're getting hanah, but that's the mitzvah. But if it's not a mitzvah, then it's also to be in the sukkah. So that's his chiddush. That there's a man, you read this kshamim, not only is there an isser to not only a potter, but it's also to be in the sukkah. And he also is mechadesh that it's also for a single woman to be in the sukkah. Because he's assuming that women don't get mitzvah sasei shkaf and mitzvah sasei shansonai grama, which many disagree with. I wrote an article in the Beis Yitzchak, the one that just came out on this topic. We assume that they do get shkaf, but there's room to say that they don't get shkaf. So if they don't get shkaf, so then they're getting hanah from being in a sukkah without doing a mitzvah. So it's also. So that's what the Oneg Yantif held. But we disagree. Most poskim hold like the Taz, that the issur hanah from the sukkah is only if you're taking away from the sukkah. You mevatel mi mitzvah, so you're taking a piece of tzchach away from the sukkah. But if you're leaving the sukkah as is, then you can even get hanah. If you need to put something on top of the sukkah or whatever, it's not a problem. There's another famous machlokas between the Rosh and the Rambam about this. The Rambam shita is that the Kedusha Sukkah is chal both on the Tzchach and on the Tfanos. Both on the Tzchach and on the Tfanos. And the Rosh disagrees and says it's only on the Tzchach, not on the Tfanos. We paskin like the Rambam, that is a din both on the Tzchach and on the Tfanos. So, if, So if you need to take you need a piece of wood and you want to take from the dolphin, it's also a Nisa Daraisa. But we generally assume, like the Taz, that it's only if you're Mevatel at Mi Mitzvasa. What's the Rashba's Kiddush? The Rashba has another Kiddush. The Rashba's Kiddush is that even though a Sukkah has Kiddusha, it's possible for a Sukkah to be kosher, La Halacha, even if it doesn't have Kiddusha Sukkah. For example, Sukkah's Ganvach, a Sukkah that was made by a Goy. So the Gemara says that that's a kosher Sukkah. But the Rashba says it won't have Kiddusha Sukkah. It will have a Mitzvah Sukkah without Kiddusha Sukkah. So therefore, when the Gemara says Sukkah's Ganvach is kosher, it's kosher, but it doesn't have Kiddusha. So of course, it's better to have a Sukkah that has Kiddusha than a Sukkah that doesn't have Kiddusha. But nonetheless, it's... Right, that's the Rashba's Kiddush. That if a Goy builds it, it's kosher, but it won't have Kiddusha Sukkah. So you'll have, so then you'll be allowed to use it for something else. But it won't have that that special halacha of Shem Shem Chal Shem Shemayim Al Chagiga Chal Shem Shemayim Al Sukkah. Rashba is in Beitza Daf Lamed or something. It's in the packet. I didn't, in this particular question, I didn't write the all the Makaris out, but it's in the packet here. Yeah, here we go. Kiddusha Rashba Beit Salamin of a base. Okay, so that's the answer to question 11. Question 12, what is the Rabbeinu Tam Shita? We got the Isha Shirot La'age Lulav Olichta Tfilin. Okay. So, what is Shita Rabbeinu Tam? The Gemara says, Ukshartam Uksaftam, that a person who's a Bakshira could be a Baksiva. As a person, like a woman, who doesn't have a Chiyiv to put on tefillin, she's not a Bakshira. So therefore, she's not a bar ksiva. She doesn't. She can't write tefillin, say v'tar tefillin mezuzos, because there's a link. Since the two psukim are one right next to each other, k'shartam and uksaftam, so a person who's not a bar kshira is not a bar ksiva. Right. That's the connection. You have to be a bar kshira to be a bar ksiva. That's the Gemara. So the question is this limited only to Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos? Because that's where the drasha is, between Kshira and Ksiva. Or is it a general thing? For example, putting a lulav together, tying the dalet minim together. So that has nothing to do with Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos. But maybe you can say the same idea, that a woman, since she's not mukhayeves in lulav, so she can't make the lulav. In other words, is it a din only by Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos, or it's by any mitzvah that you're not mukhayev in that mitzvah, then you can't create the chefs and shal mitzvah. So Rabbeinu Tam is the one who extends it. Rabbeinu Tam says it applies to all mitzvahs. That any mitzvah that you're not mechuyev in, like tzitzis. A woman's not mechuyev in tzitzis, so she can't tie the knots of tzitzis. A woman's not mechuyev in lulav, so she can't tie the lulav together. So that's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. In other words, without Rabbeinu Tam, we would think that maybe it's only limited to Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos, because that's where the Gemara is talking about. But with Rabbeinu Tam, then he extends it. The question that Tosis asks the Rabbeinu Tam is, what about Sukkah's Ganvach? The Gemara says that Sukkah's goyim, noshim, right, kusim, etc., is a good sukkah. So even though, as long as they put it l'shem tzel, even though they're not mechuyev in the midst of sukkah. So according to Rabbi Natan, if you're not mechuyev, you can't make the chetz, so therefore you can't tie the knots of the tzitzah. So how come the Gemara says beferish that a goy can make the sukkah? That is the question. That is the question. So first of all, there's a discussion, what does sukkah's ganzach mean? Does it really mean that a goy makes it, or it was means and made for a goy? Your sukkah's behema doesn't necessarily mean the behema made the sukkah. It could mean it was made for the behema, not by the behema, before the behema. So maybe sukkah's goyim doesn't mean that a goy made the sukkah, but maybe it means it was made for a goy. To be a vacation place for him, a hut for him. So if you say that, then the question is answered. Rav Shechter, in his article that he wrote, quotes from the Mishkan of Yaakov and the Koheles Yaakov, a different shot, that it could be that Rabbi Natam only... True, Rabbi Natan extended it beyond Sefer Torah, Tefillah, and Mezuzos. But even Rabbi Natan has its limits. What's the limit? The limit is that any mitzvah that has to be made l'shma, so then if you're not mechuyev, you can't create it l'shma. So Tefillah has to be made l'shma. Sefer Torah has to be made l'shma. And then he says that the tzitzis has to be made l'shma. So Memela, since it has to be made l'shma, If you're not mechuyev, you can't make it l'shma. But we paskin that sukkah doesn't have to be made l'shma, right? As long it doesn't have to be made l'shem mitzvah, as long as it's made l'shem tzel. So therefore, it doesn't have to be made l'shma. So Rabbi Natan would be moder that by sukkah, since it doesn't have to be made l'shma, you don't have to have a bar chiyuva to make it. As long as it's made l'shem tzel, it doesn't have to be made by a Jew. It could even be made by a goy. And that's how you could answer the... This Rabbi Natan is the Tosfos and Gittin on Mem Hei Amud Beis. Right on page 6 here. Tosfos and Gittin, it's a very important Tosfos. You take a look inside, it's on page 6 in the packet of Kedusha... packet of Kedusha Sukkah. Then Rav Shechter quotes a famous thing from the Reb Chaim in the name of Rav Simcha Zelig. Right, Rav Simcha Zelig was the Dayan in Brisk. Right, he was a big, known for his coolness. He was the Poisik. They said in Europe, everything was mutter, because whenever you had a Shaila, it was always Sfek Sfek. Sfek also Sfek Mutter. And even if Sosa, maybe Rav Simcha Zelig had a cooler. So, right? So that was the... Yeah. If you see pictures of Simcha Zelig, he wore just a pashta cap, a pashta cap, no fancy, Rabbi Galevsky used to teach in IBC here, was, I think, grandson of Simcha Zelig. Well, no, that was, Rav Chaim's son-in-law, Rav Hirsch Glickson, liked him with Sinu Mishnayis. He had a yeshiva in Warsaw. So Rav Simcha Zelig says, when the Gemara says, we did this last year about Akum Adaiti did not shake Ovid, so he says, it doesn't, so Pasha Pshat, it means that the guy's not going to listen, he's not going to. He's not going to do it l'shma. Even if you tell him, he's not going to listen. But Rav Simcha Zelig thought it was a halacha, that even if theoretically he thinks l'shma, it's not chal l'shma, because he's not in the parsha of getting the kedushin. Because there, Taka needs l'shma. a get needs the Shema, so therefore you have to be in the parsha. But something that's like sukkah that doesn't have to be in the Shema, then you don't have to be in the parsha. So therefore, that's why Rabbi Tam could even learn the Gemara Kapshuto, that sukkah ganvach means that a guy actually made this the sukkah, not that it was made for him. He made it, but yet. Yeah, it's still kosher according to Rabbeinu Tam. Because Rabbeinu Tam, even though he goes beyond what the Gemara says, the Gemara is only talking about Sefer Torah and Tefillin Mezuzos. That if you're not in the Parsha, you can't write Sefer Torah and Tefillin Mezuzos. He goes a step further and says not only Sefer Torah and Mezuzos, but even Tzitzis and Lulav, but it's only Tzitzis and Lulav, or something similar to that that has to be done Lishma. But something like whatchamacallit? Like a sukkah, even a guy could do, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. And that's out of chapter quotes from the Sefer, from the Mishkan of Yaakov, in the Sefer Koheles Yaakov, the sukkah and Chesam Abyss. Okay. So at that time, we have concluded here the Sheilas L'Chazara. So basically, what we have here, we have 20 questions on Pesach Shabbos, and then we had the Shiori Halacha from Sundays. We had like 12 questions from that, and then in Yonah Dioma we had another 12 questions. So basically, the Chazar books, those that are have been in the Shiori in the past know already the style. There will be two parts: one from the Shabbos part, 10 out of 13. And one from the consolidate the Inyana Dioma with the Shir Halacha of Sundays, put those two together, and another 10 out of 13. And the questions are taken from here, so there are no surprises. But as I said, you shouldn't just read over your notes. You should look back. That's why I go through every single mukkah, and I tell you where it is and which packet it is. I just didn't do it for the last two questions at the end, but that you can take the Inyan Diyoma packets from Kaparat Yom Kippur and from Kedusha Sukkah, and you'll easily find the Makaris inside. Okay? Is there any questions from any of the Chazara questions that we've done? Or no, everything's good? Okay, so we'll start Chumash shortly. Okay.